Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
The Mind Trench.
I love that.
I know.
Okay, now, last week I talked about ghosts and I said I was going to be talking about them today, but a few things have happened.
They've been haunting you, have they, Rob?
I see what you did there. It was quite funny.
Sorry,
lots of stuff going on behind the scenes, and we're going to try to organise something. Don't want to say no more than that.
Just leaving it mysteriously hanging.
But I was quite lucky. Someone sent me some stuff, which I really love anyway, and it's about all the archaic laws. New Zealand and around the rest of the world. So I'm going to do some New Zealand ones.
All right.
Now, these are crimes at the moment. Bill sticking. Peeping and peering.
I saw two BFM as bill sticking last night.
Oh.
I see T-shirts. Bill stickers is innocent.
Oh.
Which I thought was quite good. I've done that before. Like doing that, it's something you do. Never got caught with it.
Is that like an old law that's just not been got rid of, or is it a law that's just stuck, like a newish one? So that's just been around for forever.
Well, I don't think it would have been here in the early days, but maybe from the 70s or something.
Right.
I thought when people were putting posters up.
When did propaganda hit? It's probably around about wartime.
Right, yeah,
so like
yeah.
20s, 30s.
War propaganda. Yeah. No bill sticking. All right, no bill sticking.
Egyptian hieroglyphs in the wall.
No peeping or peering, which
that sounds
so
fair enough.
Creepy.
That just sounds
so creepy. Publishing instructions on how to manufacture explosives.
Ooh. That's... Ooh. I can kind of see why that might be illegal, to be fair.
But that was probably in the days before Google and stuff.
Yeah, true.
There's loads more. I love this one. The organisers had to postpone the Matariki fireworks because of a whale gracing the capital's harbour. The Marine Mammals Protection Regulation states no person shall make any loud or disturbing noises near whales.
Oh, I quite like that.
You get fined up to $10,000 for that.
Wow, that's a huge amount of money. Do you reckon it's because it like upsets the whales or something? Like not just like makes them a bit sad, but it's probably not very good for the whales to have like loud banging
but
noises.
But that amazes me because they've been doing all these explosions out at sea and
stuff. Yeah, true.
The oil companies
Correct.
Have been doing that. So, maybe we
Who's
could get
Who's finding
them in
the
trouble.
Oil companies?
Messing with your sonar.
Leave the whales alone.
This is a real weird one. Like, say you've lost your pet's missing, or you've lost your wallet, or something's got stolen. It's actually, you cannot say a reward for stolen property, no questions asked. You could get fined up to $200.
Oh, so you can't say that. So you can't say,
if you've stolen something off me, or if you know my stuff is stolen, you know where it is, I'll give you a reward. You can't do that.
I text that to my stolen phone. Am I going to jail?
Yeah.
You've just outed yourself on the radio now, so maybe.
Okay, between 2003...
People stick that up in, like, Countdown all the time, you know, on the little notice boards.
I'm going to be a real knob. I'm going to be the knobber next week, and I'm going to go around and I'm going to grass all these people.
Don't you dare.
No,
they just want their stuff back.
Of course
back.
They do, yeah, but they're breaking the law. You know, right.
God forbid.
Between 2003 and 2013, more than 400 people were charged with peeping and peering.
Oh, God.
One for bill sticking and eight for acting as a medium with intent to deceive.
What does that mean?
Acting as a medium with intent to deceive. What does that mean?
Well, like spying.
No, mediums, they can get in touch with dead people, apparently.
Oh, right, like an actual medium.
Yeah.
With intent to deceive. Like,
Auntie Flo said, you've got to give me all your money because I'm really nice, that sort of thing.
That's quite good. One person got charged for that?
No, eight.
Oh, eight?
Eight. God. Only one got charged for bill sticking.
Oh,
69 charges were also laid for setting traps. Right?
For animals or people?
No, people.
People traps.
One person in Queenstown was so sick of getting burgled that they hooked up their electricity mains to a gate onto their property.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, their fire alarm went off and a policeman went to go and investigate and got blown across the side of the street. Don't laugh.
That's not good.
So, but the thing is, a lot of these things have been repealed. I just think people in charge of laws have got more important things to do.
Yeah, it's probably fair enough.
The
it's
peeping weird, though, and peering one, just keep that one. Rest of them, get rid of them.
Yeah, the bill sticking ones, but like, you know what? Yeah. But, I mean...
But I've got some great ones from around the rest of the world.
Okay, hit us. Hit us with some of them.
In China, Buddhist monks aren't allowed to reincarnate without the government's express permission.
Ah, that, well, I... Cool. How do they get that? Is that through writing or do they have to, like, phone them?
I don't know.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope that they're, you know, got a nice
long
list
going. You've
got
to come back as someone in the government, I suppose.
No, yeah, you've got to come back and work for the state.
In Scotland, they have an old law that says if a stranger knocks on your door asking to use the toilet, you've got to let them in.
That's quite nice, that one.
In Scotland.
Is it vampires? Oh. It's like vampires. You have you don't have to let vampires in, but I quite like the idea of that.
Yes, people that need the bathroom are just like vampires.
But vampire wouldn't go to the loo, wouldn't they?
Probably not. No, you've pointed out a very vital hole in my logic, Rob.
I love this one. In Rome, it is considered animal cruelty to keep just one goldfish in a bowl.
Does he have to have a friend?
Well, they say I agree with this. Goldfish are sociable creatures.
Do you have one at your house? One sad goldfish?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're not going to like me then.
I've broken the law twice this morning.
If you move to Rome.
Oh.
Have you got two or more or none at all?
But do you know, so my cousins used to have goldfishes. Shout out to Billy and Jack. They named their...
the goldfishes.
They were called Billy and Jack, but then they named their goldfishes Billy and Jack, respectively. Oh. But like they called each other. And then Billy ate Jack. So I don't know about this whole situation of like... You know, fish.
I think
maybe it's just for their protection.
You know,
really.
You know that saying that goldfish have only got an attention span of 5 seconds or whatever it was? It's not, because I've seen Mythbusters and they did a whole thing
it's
on
not
it.
True, yeah.
I think people that keep them in little bowls, they use that as an excuse. I'm not saying, oh, God, I'm so sorry, Sarah.
This morning, it's fine.
Right, there's some lovely ones from England. Holding a salmon suspiciously is a crime in England thanks to the Salmon Act of 1986.
What, like you're going to get slapped with it or something?
Does that mean like suspiciously, yeah, because you've nicked it? Or you've got a price tag on it. You look a bit fishy?
Yeah. Canada, as a national law, says 35% of all popular music played on Canadian stations must be by Canadians.
That's quite a good one, I reckon. That's quite good. We support that.
There are varying versions of that law throughout the... It's usually Commonwealth countries, actually.
It?
Yeah.
Because of... colonization, they took all of our music and we now need to bring it back.
Correlation isn't causation. I think we just have a lot of similar laws. In Australia and here
it is illegal in Barbados for anyone to wear camouflage clothing unless you're in the army or anti-drug force.
No camo cargo shorts.
Yeah. I don't know how Rihanna goes when she goes home, because she wears a lot of that sort
she
of
does
stuff.
Maybe
she's in the army,
fashion.
I don't know. In Western Australia, is it legal to be in possession of more than 50 kg of potatoes?
Why? Apparently, you might be a dealer or something.
Potato
spud
dealer.
Spud dealer. Got some real good spuds here.
Got any Desiree?
Yeah. And in the UK, it is illegal to operate a cow whilst intoxicated. I don't know what that means.
A cow?
Operate a cow.
If you're intoxicated. I don't know whether it's a cow.
Is it riding a cow? Ploughing?
Using it to plough, otherwise all your potato crop will be ruined.
Cow milking.
But there's loads of them. Check them out. I went for hours. I just wrote down the best ones that I could find.
I think salmon holding a suspicious... Oh, no, wait. suspiciously holding a salmon, not holding a suspicious salmon.
So something must have happened in 1985 when the parliament said, right, we've got to sort this out. Because there's so many people suspiciously...
Do you know if anyone's ever been convicted for suspiciously holding a salmon?
I'll email a couple of my mates back home and see if they could be in prison for doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
People have texted in. You've got some ghost tips. Rob, there's a ghost at Galbraith's Ale House in Mount Eden.
Is there? I go there.
on the law tip, you can still legally tie your horse up on the corner of Queen and Wellesley Streets. That makes sense.
Yep.
And in York, England, it's legal to shoot a Scotsman in full national dress with a bow and arrow from the city walls on a bank holiday.
Yeah, that's the same. You can do that to a Welshman as well. I forget where that is.
Is that true?
That is, yeah.
Whoa, that's pretty stink.
Yeah, there's things like that. Should they change them? Yeah, probably.
Also, just I just want to shout out to my lonely goldfish.
Yeah.
It was a prop on a film set.
Oh, no.
And it was going to be flushed down the toilet. And so I took it home.
Okay, that's fine. That's, you know,
I'll
you're just
a
humanitarian.
With them in Rome. You'll be all right. Just don't go to Rome.
Can I have dispensation?
Yes,
thank you.
All the time.
There used to be a guy near my school in Christchurch who would take his horse and tie it up outside. This is in the centre of town as well, just in case anyone thinks Christchurch really is the Wops. This is like the middle of town in an actual city, and this man used to tie his horse up outside the pub.
Brilliant.
And when we'd go and get like a pie at lunch, you'd just walk past this guy's horse. It was quite strange, but yeah. And it was also kind of impressive.
It's awesome.
Too. Yeah, it's great. So obviously it's legal there as well.
I think we should have
outside
more
the
people
Rickerson pub.
Wandering around on horses. I think it'd be fantastic.
It's probably better for the environment too.
Also, a texter has reminded us that there is a fantastic John Clark clip about interviewing an oil salesman about dead whales.
Okay.
Oh, maybe we should look that up when the news is playing.
Look that up.
Hey, thank you, Rob.
No, thank you.
So we'll be staying with our ear to the ground about ghosts and ghost stories and things, and you've got something under your hat for
yes,
us there.
Yes, I have.
And we'll keep an eye on any weird laws that pop up as well.
Yeah, there's loads of them.
Don't hold your salmon suspiciously.
Oh, no, do it. Just own it.
The Modern Fringe with Rob Knowles, only on 95 BFM.